We have a great time out here. It's beautiful during the wet and the dry. It's coming into the wet season now, won't be too far away, so we're looking forward to some rain.
How long have you been here?
This is our third year based in Bramwell.
And where are you from originally?
Originally from York Peninsula, South Australia, but we left there on a bit of a working holly and we've found Bramwell and now it's home for us. Now that we've been here and done two seasons of work that we were looking for, we were offered the lease on the tourist park at the station and decided to take it on for ourselves because we enjoy the place. It's beautiful, it's quiet, you have your own area. So we've been doing this for 1 year and that's why we're here.
And what sort of a season have you had? Have you had a lot of visitors this time?
Yeah, we've had quite a few people around. We don't have anything to go back and compare with as it's our first year. We've had a great time and we hope that everyone that's joined us has had a really good time as well. We've had heaps of people through. As I said, it's coming to the end of the season. So, yeah, it's getting a bit quieter now.
And when people do come for a visit, what do you show them here?
Oh, we've got a bit of everything out here. We've got heaps of nature. During the busy times, there's a bit less around. We have some of the palm cockatoos, which a lot of people are interested in. The bowerbirds, some bush turkeys, a whole range of different animals. We've got a graveyard with previous people of the station buried close by to the homestead. You can also see the homestead from down here. We've got evening meals, accommodation, camping and a full bar facility.
And the most beautiful view I've seen in a journey full of many beautiful views. Do you ever tire of it?
Never. It's always a beautiful sunset, especially when there's a bit of smoke in the air from the fires. So, yeah, it's not a bad afternoon.
The wet's not far away. What's it like when that happens?
The wet's a beautiful time of year. It is our quiet time, so we get to enjoy it generally or to ourselves with the locals and the neighbours. We get out and explore, but everything is so green and lush and there's just water, constant water everywhere. There's fish, you get to jump on the quad bikes and go and explore for yourself. That's our time to get out and about. We hear so much from all the tourists during the busy time, which is the dry season, but the wet's our time to get out and about.
I bet that airstrip comes in handy during the wet.
It does indeed. It's nice to have a fresh feed of fruit and vegetables over the wet season. And also get your mail. It's like Christmas every Wednesday when the plane flies in.
And how do you go about all the other stuff, the things that city slickers take for granted, being able to go to the corner store? We're a long way from the nearest one of those. So what do you do?
Well, fresh milk. I don't remember the last time I actually had fresh milk. UHT is the best that we have. Before the wet starts, we stock up on all of our meats and fruit and vegetables in the freezer. Lots of tin food, just in case the wet does extend longer than expected. We also can order fresh fruit and veg from IGAs and Coles, Woolworths, all those kind of places, or anything else that we might need, not necessarily fruit and veg. If we need dry goods or, I don't know, some new shirts or anything like that, we can always order them and they post them via Australia Post for us to receive on our Wednesday mail plane.
This is about the only bar for miles in any direction. I bet it's an interesting place to be around the end of the working day.
It is indeed. We've had heaps of interesting characters through this year and in previous years. They've got plenty of stories to tell us and they gave us plenty of warning of what to expect this year. We've got some good information on Facebook from people that have been through and stayed with us, and they've got their photos and stories up on there, a few jokes and things around. But it's a great place to be, and it's a good little stopover for the night if you like to have a cold beer on your way through.
And from here, just a couple of 100 kilometres up to Bamaga and on to the tip. What can you tell us to expect on the road? Any idea what we might expect?
You might come across a few corrugations, but a beautiful stop is the falls along the way. There's Twin and Elliot Falls along with Fruit Bat Falls. They're only a short detour off of the main road, but a great place to camp or have a lunch stop and swim. You also come across the Jardine Ferry, which is a nice little trip across the Jardine River. You'll meet interesting characters there, as well as all up the top. You'll have a great trip.
All right. It's lovely to meet you and thank you for having us.
Yeah, no worries at all. Thanks for joining us.